former State Senator Mike Dunleavy of Wasilla won the primary Tuesday to be the Republican nominee in the race for Alaska's governor. He defeated six other candidates, including former Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell. Dunleavy spoke to a jubilant crowd after his victory was clear.
I want to thank everybody in this room. This is a Republican state, and we need to take back this governorship. And by working together, we can make it happen. So thank you very much, everybody. Really appreciate it.
With 95% of precincts reporting, Dunleavy has 62% of the vote, while Treadwell has 32%. Mark Begich is unopposed to be the Democratic nominee, and Billy Toyin also faced no opposition to be the Libertarian candidate. Independent Governor Bill Walker decided against competing in a primary. He directly filed to appear on the general election ballot. Dunleavy built his reputation as a staunch conservative. He says he has something to offer independents and Democrats.
And I think if folks look at my record and the positions I've taken on the PFD, on crime, on trying to develop our resources and get more people back to work, we're getting folks calling us that are Democrats and folks on the left side of the political spectrum.
Treadwell says the state's campaign contribution limits put him at a disadvantage with Dunleavy, who was backed by a group funded by his brother Francis Dunleavy of Texas and Alaska businessman Bob Penny. Treadwell described what he'd do differently.
Well, I think the next time, you know, if I could walk in with $500,000 of my brother's money and my friend's money, you know, do that.
Treadwell has said he would support the Republican primary winner. On Tuesday night, he said he wanted to sit down with Dunleavy to talk about the terms of that support. Anchorage State Senator Kevin Meyer built a substantial lead to be the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. With 95% of precincts reporting, Meyer had a 5,000-vote lead over the next candidate, retired Air Force Colonel Edie Grunwald. The other candidates for lieutenant governor are Deborah Call, who wasn't opposed for the Democratic nomination, and incumbent Byron Mallott. Mallott is a Democrat who's running with Walker. The deadline for candidates to drop off the general election ballot is September 4th.